And we have Larry the Cable Guy joining us here on Radio Row from Super Bowl 46. Welcome to the show.
Get her done. Hey, good to be here. This is awesome, isn't it? It's a good time. I'm waiting to see some big celebrities.
You're in that rank, man. And here's the deal. You're such a big football fan. I know a big Packer fan.
Yes.
So you appreciate kind of the tradition of the game, which is what the Browns are all about, right? A lot of rich tradition there with Cleveland.
Yeah, the Browns are awesome. You know, I remember back in the day, Brian Sipe and all them boys, you know, because I grew up living in Nebraska. Believe it or not, I grew up a Raider fan.
In Nebraska?
Yeah, in Nebraska. So my favorite football was 70s football.
Okay.
You know, 70s up in about 1984, you know, that was I think I can name every quarterback on every team in the NFL in the 70s, you know. That was,
sure.
But, yeah, no, it's so cool that I'm on with y'all, because my buddy, when a real good friend of mine, another comedian that opens for me a lot, his nickname is Gooch. He's a DJ out in Vegas. Huge Browns fan. He's from Cleveland.
Okay.
So every time we're on the road and it's a Sunday, we're working, he's got to find a place that's got the Browns game on, and he's a fanatic.
Outstanding.
So, yeah.
And being here and being part of this, and I know it's not your first year around Radio Row, but what is the enjoyment of being part of the Super Bowl and kind of the essence of this thing from your perspective?
I pinch myself. I still can't believe I'm a part of it. People are asking me for interviews. I'm going, really? Me? You want me on there? Wow. So it's unbelievable. I've never experienced a Super Bowl in my life like this.
Yeah.
And it's just really amazing.
And your Packer appreciation, they gave you a really good run, and then out in the postseason. How tough was that for you?
Best Packer team in the history of the Packers, I think.
Yeah.
And they just blew it. Well, it's, you know, my wife made me a Packer fan back in 2003.
How'd that happen?
And I married my wife. She's from Wisconsin. I saw Brett Favre do an interview in 2001. That's when I started liking the Packers. He had on a Get Her Done Larry the Cable Guy shirt during an interview.
Okay.
And then, started liking them. Started liking Favre. Next thing you know, I married my wife. She's in Wisconsin, so I'm a diehard Packer fan. But she told me, she goes, you know what? I'm sorry I drug you into this, but now you'll experience being a Packer fan and winning all these games and then losing when you think you're going to win. She was right.
And you're here, I want to mention, of course, with John Madden and Anthony Munoz on behalf of Prilosec OTC and encouraging fans the better way to tailgate and contest and so forth. Just talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I've been going around from stadium to stadium, and we're doing a thing with Prilosec OTC. Better way to tailgate. We already had the challenge, and we picked three categories: your setup, your tailgate setup, your food, and your team spirit.
Okay.
And then two people in each category are meeting me here today, and we're gonna tailgate for everybody.
Okay.
And so anybody can come by and eat our food and the whole deal. We got a pig roast going on and the whole deal. I mean, it's Prilosec OTC has been really awesome. And it's been a really fun contest. And I know you can tell by looking at me, or you can't tell by looking at me, that I'm a frequent heartburn.
I've heard that about you, but I kind of can tell by your diet with the pig roast and so forth.
Well,
you're not a guy who's eating oatmeal every day,
are you? No, I'm not eating oatmeal. I'm a guy, you know, I enjoy the Waffle House every now and then. You know, the Waffle House, that's where it goes in smothered and covered and comes out scattered and splattered. You did know that, right?
I did.
Well, now you
do. I do now.
That's the only place where you can go eat and come home and your Glade plug-in will start a carpet fire right there.
That's phenomenal. Larry, thank you so much for taking just a few minutes to join us here. We really appreciate it. And I know the people in Cleveland loved you. You were just there in December.
I was just there. Yes, I was. And we enjoyed it. Everybody in Cleveland's awesome, great fans, and I do appreciate it.
Thank you, my man.
Thank you.
Larry the Cable Guy joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up from Super Bowl 46 Radio Row in Indianapolis.